Hey everybody, it's Bunny Chan. I got a couple of requests to do a kind of ramble or some kind of recording, and I was like, well, I've been pretty inactive, and I haven't contributed much in a long time, so I owe you this much. I've been feeling a whole lot better. I was actually feeling good enough that I went to a local convention last week for 3 days. And it was pretty good. Not one of the best cons that I've been to, but it was alright. I cosplayed all 3 days. So that was fun. It was a little bit hectic trying to get dressed, because you have to get there pretty early or else you're waiting in lines for forever. The lines. So yeah, I had to get in full costume. I'd say I would wake up at around 7 in the morning so I could, have, like, an hour to get ready and then, like, an hour to, provide sustenance for myself and, like, get all of my things together every morning. And I'm not used to getting up early. That's for people who have social functions to go to, which I usually don't. But it was fun. Some people asked to take pictures, and I was like, yes, of course you can. It's always so flattering whenever people are like, can I take pictures of you in your cosplay? I don't know. It feels like an accomplishment. Even if maybe they're taking pictures of it because I look silly. I don't know. I don't know their intentions, but all that matters is that they went through the trouble of taking a picture. They didn't have a whole lot of merchandise that I was interested in there. I think I only got two things. There were two good things, but, usually I buy out the entire con because I have a problem with cute stuff. Let's see. I got a Sailor Moon shirt, and basically it's just Sailor Moon, like, her entire body, her entire being, just on the front of a shirt, which I thought was a great idea. But then I realized, if, like, you know, shirts, they kind of ride up, or, like, whenever you sit down, the bottom hem crinkles a little bit. Every time I sit down, and the bottom hem does the thing, it looks like her legs are all scrunched up, and she ends up looking really gimpy. So, not the best design, but magical girls. And, I got a wallet with Puppy Cat's face on it from being Puppy Cat, because Puppy Cat is the cutest ever. I haven't actually watched being Puppy Cat, but I need to, and I figured that was one of the only times I would ever see a Puppy Cat wallet, so I jumped on the opportunity. I spent all of the money in my old wallet for a new Puppy Cat wallet. It makes sense. But it's pretty, so I'm content. Besides that, I've been doing a lot of commissions for, like, knitting and sewing and crocheting and stuff, just for, like, pocket money. Just little things, like little plushies and hats and all that good stuff. Because it's something that I actually like doing, and it doesn't require me to move or anything, so it's pretty great. So I'm glad that people get enjoyment out of it, and, well, I do too, because then I, like, get to buy, like, snacks and stuff. So that's always fun. There's actually a commission that I should be finishing right now, so I'll be getting to that after I finish this recording. Which I don't know when that will be, because I don't have much to ramble about. I'm just kind of stream of consciousnessing right now. I'm not the best talker, and I'm really awkward, so hopefully this isn't too bad. Let's see. What else have I been up to? Oh, Halloween's coming up soon. I'm really excited because every Halloween I get dressed up in like my Lolita clothing, and I just pass out candy to kids, and they're so cute in their little fairy costumes and their princess costumes and their like Superman costumes. It just, oh, my heart every time. Plus, I just get to sit there and eat candy, and it's wonderful. I couldn't ask for a better job. It's not like I'm getting paid for it, but they're so cute. It's payment. And whenever they're like, "Thank you," oh, so cute, so cute. That's like the one instance I can deal with little kids. Whenever they're just there for a brief moment, and my only job is to hand them candy. Because in any other instance, I would just be like, "What do I do with this child?" I've never babysat or anything before, so I don't really know how kids work, especially babies. Babies scare me because, like, I'm afraid that if I do one thing wrong, then it'll die. Well, I know they're not made of, like, marshmallow fluff or anything, but they might as well be. Scary. I don't want to be responsible for that. No, I'll just hand candy to cute kids on Halloween and be happy with that. And then the day after Halloween is always nice too, because then you can still gorge on the leftover candy from like the bulk bag that you bought at the convenience store. And then after Halloween, there's Thanksgiving, like a month later, and that's always great because food. But not so great because family. But the fact that there's like a lot of food makes up for the family part, kind of. But I feel like that's how most holidays are anyway. At least in my case, because my family's so loud, and I'm not loud, and I don't talk ever, really. Yeah, it's not the best time, but I get free food, and no one bothers me too much, except whenever they're like, "What are you gonna do with your life?" And I'm like, "I don't know." But I'm actually thinking of going to college, soon-ish, and something related to mathematics and science. I think I want to go in for engineering, 'cause I'm pretty good with numbers. So that's exciting. Before that I was just thinking of doing it online, but I figure that actually doing a program at a physical campus will help me become less of a recluse and more of a woman, I guess. I don't know. An adult, yeah. 'Cause right now I'm kind of a woman child, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll get there one day. Just not right now. What else? What else? What else? What else? I just haven't done much. I'm out of things to say. I'm so sorry. Well, hopefully that wasn't too bad of a ramble. And now you're all up to date on bunny news. I guess there wasn't much. I don't do much, but all right, thank you for listening. Bye, everybody.